welcome back to it. Good to have you here. As you know, if you go to the gas pump today, you're going to see prices like you have not seen in years. And that's not a good thing. The reason being is the price is going up. This administration is closing pipelines like the Keystone XL pipeline. They tried to shut down Line 3 in Minnesota, Line 5 in Michigan. It's a war on energy. Now, our energy secretary says it's just a transition. It's a transition. In fact, I want you to hear from Jennifer Granholm, the former governor of my great state, Michigan, where she was a pretty weak governor, to say the least. And now she's the energy secretary. Bite 5. Listen to this from Jennifer Granholm.
How many barrels of oil does the U.S. consume per day?
I don't have that number in front of me.
So how many barrels of oil does the U.S. consume per day?
I don't have that number in front of me.
The Secretary of Energy for the United States of America has no idea how much energy the United States of America uses. How many barrels of oil? No idea. I'm guessing my next guest is R.T. Trevino here. He runs Pecos Country Energy, a privately owned oil and gas exploration production company headquartered Fort Worth, Texas. R.T., good to have you here.
Good to be here. Thank you, Steve.
So let me ask you the question. How much oil does America use daily?
Oh, well, we average somewhere between 18 to 20 million barrels of oil a day. In 2020, we averaged just under 19 million.
I hereby nominate you to be Secretary of Energy because the woman doing the job has no... How can you do the job as Secretary of Energy if you don't even have any idea how much energy we use? Transitioning, Chief, we're transitioning to what? How do you transition if you don't know what you're transitioning from or where you're going? It is an absolute disaster. So I want to point out one other thing. The big move by the Biden administration, releasing 50 million barrels of oil. My math isn't real strong, RT, but you're talking about 2 days, maybe three, of supply. What will that do to the price of gasoline at the pump in America?
Well, today and on Thanksgiving, it'll do absolutely nothing. We'll still see the same prices that we've seen for the last several weeks. Over the next 2 weeks, we will see a small decline in the price at the pump. And then right after that, we'll go right back up to where we were. This is nothing but a Band-Aid on a very large wound.
I don't even know if it's a Band-Aid. 50 million barrels of oil into a system that uses 20 million barrels a day, it's not going to do anything. It's not going to change my price of gas at all, I don't believe. I don't think it's going to bring gas in California under $5 a gallon, or am I just out to lunch? I don't think it does anything at all. I think it's symbolic at best. And honestly, the strategic reserve is there to make sure our Air Force can fly in case of emergency, that we can keep our ships going in case of a real emergency. It's not to help out because your political polls are falling. That's not what it's for, is it?
You're absolutely correct. It really is no reason to use the strategic reserve unless it is a real emergency. This is a man-made emergency that has been created by this administration since day one of last year when this administration took office. President Biden on day one killed the Keystone Pipeline and also canceled all drilling on federal leases. That right there has caused the price of oil to go up, which has then caused the price of gasoline at the pump to go up this time.
So, RT, let me ask you this. Let's say that they take your nomination to be Secretary of Energy. They take my word and they say, RT, Mr. Secretary, now you're in charge. Give me a list of things that could be done today, including opening up federal lands to new oil and gas leases, including putting pipelines into the protected status, not the targeted status. What could be done over the next 30 days, 6 months, 1 year to make sure American energy is in good shape?
Over the next 30 days, we could hear this administration say, America, drill, baby, drill. We could have our Americans back at it. We could be guns blazing, going right at it. That would be the first step over the next 30 days. Over the next 6 months, we would have new production coming into the market, lowering that price. And then over the next 12 months, we would then once again be right back where we were, creating a real competition against OPEC, which right now they have no competition. Our hands here in America are tied when it comes to the price of oil that we are. OPEC is just sitting there right now loving this $85, $90 gas or oil that they're getting, and that we're over here not being able to drill and produce American oil on American soil.
And it's not just OPEC, of course, it's Russia that's cashing in on this as well. American oil is of higher quality, we know that. We know that China is diverting its pipeline now to the west coast of, Canada is diverting its pipeline to the west coast so that China can buy the oil, right? I mean, that's happening. So all of that oil from northern Alberta and Saskatchewan and Manitoba, it's all headed to China and to Russia, wherever it's going to go, right? Everybody's going to buy it. So where do we go from here? Is there anything this administration is doing that can benefit any American consumer going forward at this time?
They're not doing a thing right now to assist the American people. They keep talking about, you know, lowering our taxes and doing this. Well, you may be able to lower a tax here, but when you've got a price of gasoline is now over $1.30 than it was the day this man took office, I don't see any savings in that. And right now, what we could do is drill, produce American oil on American soil, and help fight this high price that we have at the pump right now.
Right. The other challenge that we do face in the industry, of course, is getting it moved. And when you shut down pipelines, then you rely on trucks to move the oil, the natural gas, the propane, all of it. We have a trucking shortage in America. Does the administration realize that there aren't a bunch of trucks waiting to move oil sitting there, you know, running and waiting? It doesn't work that way. So if you close down pipelines, it creates more constriction on the supply, does it not?
You're absolutely right. You know, we were joking in my office yesterday that, so this president's now going to release 50 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Reserve. How's he going to move it? It's not going to be by pipeline, so it means it's going to have to be by truck. And right now we do see the shortage in the trucking industry, along with a lot of other industries here in America. So this is only going to continue this bottleneck that this administration has created since we're now out of this pre-pandemic stage, and it's not going to assist in anything that we're doing. So unfortunately, again, what this president did yesterday was nothing but a look at me, I'm helping you out, America. And that's all it was. It was just face value, and there was nothing else that came out of that. So maybe over the next 2 weeks, we might see a 5-cent dip in the price at the pump, and then we'll be right back where we were, and we will see close to $100 oil in the next 6 months.
$100 oil in 6 months. And how does that translate? Yes. We've only got about 40 seconds here, a little bit less. If it's $100 a barrel, what's the cost at the pump compared to today? Is it 50 cents more, a dollar more? What do you think? How's that translate?
I would see at least another 75 cents.
Wow. RT, on that lovely note, we're going to call it good, but I appreciate it. Or I should say, Mr. Secretary, because I think you're far more qualified. You actually understand the energy supply and demand in America better than the person that calls herself the Secretary of Energy. RT Trevino, greatly appreciate you being here, sir. Thank you, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Steve. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family as well.
There you have it.
Bye-bye.
Quick break. I mean, if that's not sobering, if that doesn't tell you the way it is, we'll be right back.
You might be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
It's time to go in the huddle.
1, 2, 3, top flight!
This is former Detroit Lion Rob Rubick with another week of the NFL season.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. It's a new day full of excitement because it's a new day for winning only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day at SoaringEagleCasino.com.
The Bears come to Ford Field Thursday for the traditional Turkey Day slugfest. The Lions may be shorthanded a few players due to the short week, but so will the Bears.
Many of the Bears' marquee players are questionable, from Justin Fields to Allen Robinson and Akeem Hicks. I firmly believe the Lions' best opportunity to get their first win comes against Chicago. The Bears' offense has struggled the entire season, and the defense is vulnerable due to injuries. If the Lions can win the turnover battle and continue to run the football, they just might enjoy eating turkey after the game instead of being one.
The pandemic has made it clear, if you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPureHealth Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPureHealth Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPureHealth Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
Scratching on my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit KnowHowToGo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lou